at Swindon Station because it's the biggest timetable change they're seeing here for 40 years, and that's going to affect you. Around three quarters of journey time is different from this Sunday as the operator seeks to bring in its faster, more frequent services. Graham Ellis from the Great Western Passenger Forum joins me alongside a recycling bin here. Graham, good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
How are you doing?
Oh, pretty well, thank you.
Look, you're a rail enthusiast. Do your eyes light up in a ticket hall?
I'm more enthusiastic for rail, and I'm looking forward to some of these changes from Sunday.
Which bits are good, then?
Well, the good bits are more and faster trains to London. There are some interesting bits that come in between, because the little local trains are shuttling round and being jammed in as best they can on what are now busier and busier tracks, which mean that for some people it makes for longer journeys, more awkward connections.
So that's a bit of feedback for GWR. What else do they need to bear in mind?
We've actually been working very well with GWR, consulting and trying to get these in, but you can't get two trains on the same track at the same time, and the track's getting tighter and tighter. I mean, I would say in Wiltshire, passengers from Chippenham especially, do watch out and make sure when you get on a train heading towards Swindon, it actually stops in Swindon, because they're now going to have some non-stop trains to London. And the same thing applies coming back out from Paddington for people coming to Swindon. Just because it says it's a Cardiff or Swansea train doesn't mean any longer it's going to stop at Swindon.
So just for the first couple of months, really pay attention to the detail.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, those new superfast trains, hey, they're great. The trains are going to be faster, but just watch that there.
Listen, I was mentioning all the satisfaction surveys and everything else, all the metrics they measure on. Do we expect too much these days, or can you never expect too much from your rail services?
We expect a lot. There have been severe issues on the Great Western area with all the electrification, with all the stuff coming through. And with the best will in the world, we're going to see teething troubles as from next Sunday. There's a lot of effort got into this here, a lot of publicity, as you'll see around here at Swindon Station this morning. But having said that, there's always going to be those unexpected things that crop up. So we'll expect to see probably a dip in performance over a few days or a few weeks.
Let's finish on a high. My glass is generally half full. What should people get excited about with these changes and with the general state of the rail service?
The fact that passenger numbers have doubled in the last 20 or 30 years, the fact that there's more trains running on the line now, the fact there's an early train from Melksham at 5.33 in the morning. How's that for you, Ben?
Yeah, we like that. The 5.33 from Melksham, that's the pinnacle. Thank you ever so much, Graham Ellis. Good to get your comments. Very few people know the rail network like that, man. Good morning, Ben with you. Here from Swindon Station, it's 8.16.